We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
How O.J. McDuffie's going to roll up to the Broward County Sports Hall of Fame.
Oh, he got to ask for some walk-up music.
Right?
I'm O.J. McDuffie.
All right, so what do you want to do? Headlines in a bit? Yeah, let me talk to O.J. here because he's got a big night ahead of him. Let me give the code word first, though. Code word, time for your chance to win Channing's Change. The word this hour is traffic. Traffic. Anybody in South Florida is familiar with that? Traffic. Text the word traffic right now to 72881. You have a chance to win $1,000. Text the word traffic right now to 72881. You could win $1,000 of Channing's Change. Your next chance to win tomorrow morning, 9 a.m. It's a national contest. Message and data rates may apply. Text the word traffic right now to 72881. This hour is brought to you by Toyota of Hollywood. Shop over 1,500 Toyotas indoors in one of America's largest showrooms at Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan. O.J. McDuffie is a friend of the program. And he played his entire NFL career here with the Miami Dolphins. He was one of Dan Marino's favorite targets. We all know he does a podcast now called The Fish Tank, which you can download wherever you get your favorite podcast from. And it is certainly worth a subscription, which is free.
It's awesome.
Tonight, O.J. McDuffie will be inducted into the Broward County Sports Hall of Fame. He is a proud resident of the 954.
Yep.
And Roberto Luongo is going in tonight. You know who else is going in tonight? It might be up your alley. Guy Harvey.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's my dude.
Fisherman, yeah.
I went to the Cayman Islands with him.
Did you really?
Yep. He's like the mayor over
there. Like hung with him?
Yeah, he's the mayor. I won a trip, went out there with him.
Because I've been to his hotel up in, you were up there too. I forget what city that was. It was on the Gulf Coast, I think. He's got
yes, over in
because they've got that other hotel right next door with all the kids stuff.
That big ass pink one.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Anyway, O.J. McDuffie is with us. Hello, O.J.
What's going on, fellas?
This is a big honor tonight, right? Congratulations.
Yeah, thank you, Ed. It's huge, man. You know what I mean? Living down in Broward County for most of my life, man, it's an honor to be a part of this 21st class of Hall of Fame inductees, man. And like you guys were talking about, man, it's one heck of a class.
And, Juice, I've never asked you this, man. From Ohio, went to Penn State. We all know your story. Came down to the Dolphins, balled out. Did you know you were going to stay down here? Like, as soon as you got here, when did you know you were going to be a Broward County guy for the remainder of your life?
I'm from Ohio, man.
That's what
I ain't going back there.
That's what did it? You got down here in the sun?
Well, let me tell you this. We actually played two bowl games down here, too. So think about it. My freshman year, we played a bowl game down here at the inaugural Blockbuster Bowl against Florida State. And then my senior year, we played down here again in the damn Blockbuster Bowl against Stanford. And so that happened in January. And then 3 months later, I got drafted by the Dolphins. So I'd already experienced all the sun, the water, you know, the weather, everything about it was already, you know, my cup of tea. And I was fortunate. Very fortunate to get drafted by the Dolphins. So I heard that I was getting drafted by Buffalo with the next pick.
Oh.
So imagine that. If I got drafted by Buffalo, I'd still be a Broward County resident.
Never know the twists and turns life is going to give you. So what's your night? Are you you got to go to this induction ceremony soon? Because isn't it like around 5:30?
Yeah, I'm getting the family's getting dressed now. We've got a few family members that came in town. A lot of my buddies, you know, of course, Kajana Carter and the guys, and some guys that I coach baseball with, and, you know, a lot of different guys are actually showing up. My foundation is all going to be present. And it's one heck of an honor, man, but I got so many great friends and family members, man, that are going to be a part of it, man. It's going to be exciting. But, yeah, we're starting to get dressed now.
Well,
ready to go.
Again, O.J. McDuffie, he goes into the Broward County Sports Hall of Fame tonight, and Roberto Luongo is going in tonight, Guy Harvey tonight as well, Tamara James, Eddie Roger, and Jesse Vasallo It is really going to be an honor for you. And we could talk about your career and everything, but I really want to talk about the Dolphins from last night, too, because you, I mean, Crowder's told us, I mean, you live and breathe Miami Dolphins. You don't, and you don't like anyone goofing around with the team, and like you
first row of the alumni suite, snapping,
when it's
cussing.
When it's game time and Crowder is over at the charcuterie table, OJ is watching the game.
Hey Juice, you try this blue cheese? Hell with that blue cheese. What's going on with the D line? Juice gets mad.
So I gotta ask this though, OJ, because I know you watched the game last night. I shouldn't say everyone, but a lot of people are stuck on that all out blitz on 3rd and 20 with a few seconds to go in the first half. What was your take on that?
Well, you know, I only watched highlights of the game. I watched some of it. So I had my Grand Ghoul last night, my Halloween party.
Oh, that's right, at the Signature Grand.
Yeah, 2-1 Bar. But we made sure they had a TV up so, you know, we could watch the game. So when I was bouncing back and forth from the stage, I definitely, you know, caught some of the game. But I've been reading some of the quotes from Coach Flores about the blitz. You know, it's one of those situations, man, that, you know, blitzing was working early in the game for them. And if it works, we wouldn't be talking about it. You know, and I just they got caught with their pants down a little bit. And it's a tough deal. 3rd and 20, you know, all out blitz. That's zero blitz. That's I don't know, but I don't second guess a guy that held the Rams to very few points in the Super Bowl last year. So you know, if it works, we don't talk about it. But it didn't work, and now we're talking about it.
But Juice, with them zero blitzes, can you run them throughout the entire game? Because my thought and how I call it when, you know, I'm coaching, that's a sneak up on you. That's like almost a trick play on defense. You don't load up in that third down after third down, do you?
No, you can't, you know, because, you know, I mean, the coordinators on the offensive side, Pittsburgh side, you know, they see the same things, see the same trends, see the same tendencies. You also got a, you know, young quarterback that if you've seen it that many times, you know, you're at this level, you're recognizing and hit the right guy. And so, yeah, you really can't. You know, Kenny, I rarely see as many zero blitzes in a game. You know, usually that's a 2 or 3 time maybe in a game situation, but we seem to do it a lot, and we got caught that time.
I mean, if you were lining up as receiver and you saw that, I mean, you'd be frothing at the mouth, right?
Well, it depends. Now, I mean, in situations where they've got max protection, they can pick it up, absolutely. But if you got a hot read or if you got to break it off, you know, and you're only going to get 5 to 10 yards out of the 20, then that's a different story. But, you know, if you've seen it a bunch of times and you go max protection and you're able to block it, absolutely, you're frothing at the mouth. You're hoping the ball comes your way. All the guys on route that are on the route are hoping the ball comes their way because they got those good one-on-ones.
O.J. McDuffie is with us. We always love your opinion on, obviously, receivers. Devontae Parker has had a chance this season to kind of rewrite his narrative. Are you impressed with his season or not, you know, not what a number one should be, or yeah, he's proving himself to be at least more active. He's playing in all the games. What's your take on Devontae this season?
Yeah, you know what? That's a good point, man. I think is that, you know, Devontae is definitely starting to show himself a little bit more. It's almost like Devontae we've been waiting for. But then you got to look at the situation too, you know, opportunities that don't present themselves a lot of times, you know, not quarterbacks not being able to give them the ball or not have time to give them the ball. You know, it's always about the receivers can be as great as they want to be, man, but if the opportunity doesn't present itself as often as you like, then it's going to be tough for us to see what type of player he is. I think the best point you made, though, is that he's dressed out of the game, you know, and that's one thing that we really haven't seen from Devontae. And when he has that opportunity, he's made a few big plays. You know, we've had a couple guys put the ball on the ground, though, and that's another big issue. A team like ours can't afford, you know, mistakes like that. I'm happy that he's been out there, and I think we do see the guy that we drafted. Now we just need to see some more of him.
And, Juice, how do you feel about them trading Drake for a 6th, maybe a 5th, if the numbers work out?
Oh, man, you know what? I saw his numbers diminishing anyways, man, with Mark Walton playing well, and they love Kalen Ballage, and, you know, Drake was getting limited. When I saw Drake back on kickoffs, I said, uh-oh. You know what I mean? when you see a star running back on kickoff return, That says something right there. You know what I mean? That makes them expendable. You know, so I just know that, you know, we've been stockpiling picks. You know, we didn't get him as a high pick in the first place, but so hopefully he ends up being a 5th-round pick. And that's what's been going on, man. Guys that seem to be disgruntled or not getting enough playing time, they seem like we've moved on from those guys. And you know, Drake's just the next guy on the list.
O.J. McDuffie, I'm not going to take up much of your time because we know you're getting inducted into the Broward County Sports Hall of Fame tonight. You're getting ready to go. But I was talking in the last segment. You tweeted me the picture. The Gordon Gartrell episode of The Cosby Show. That's one of the old – that's like a Mount Rushmore episode of Cosby Show, right?
Man, there were so many good ones, man. But that one there is, Denise, man. She thought she had it going on, but that shirt looked hideous, man. I take pride. I take pride in my being a seamster, you know. I got my own sewing machine. And
really?
And I tell you, I hooked up my wife's dress last night for the Grand Ghoul and stuff, man. But, man, Denise, she murdered that thing.
Juice.
You know what I mean? And
Juice, you sewed?
Yeah. Yeah, man, I hand stitched. I got my own sewing machine. My mom taught me
Come
that.
Come on, Juice.
Man, my mama taught me that. What?
Nobody knew this, Juice. You don't tell nobody this, do you? Who knew that O.J.
So
McDuffie?
If I need a pair of pants hemmed.
Oh, that's easy. That's easy right there. That's easy work right there, man.
Damn, I'm impressed.
They've got little simple hems down them. You got the iron-on hems you can use. It's just real temporary, just trying to get out for the night.
What is
you know
happening
what I mean?
You can
go here? To like CVS or something, get a little iron-on ones that you can that'll fill it for you. It's real simple stuff.
So what is the most shocking thing we've ever heard from a Dolphins receiver on this show? Aronde Gadsden telling us he bought a monkey named Malik after winning a Super Bowl, or O.J. McDuffie telling us he's a seamstress
he made
and
a dress.
Owns a sewing machine at his palatial estate. He sits down at the sewing machine to hem his pants or sew a dress. What's the more shocking?
With my glasses on. With my glasses on, yeah.
Like little bifocals?
That's right. Well, I got the progressive ones now, Hog. I had bifocals before. I got progressive glasses.
This is shocking. This is unbelievable to me.
That's why he gets all the accolades, man. This man is talented.
What do you think is the most shocking bit of news there?
Actually, buying a monkey's easy. You just need the money. No, but the Juice, buying a monkey's easy. You sitting down for hours to learn how to make a dress is more impressive to me.
Yeah, man. Well, yeah, I just had to put a nice little hem in it. She wanted some lighting on the bottom of it, man. So I put a little light on the bottom of it so it's, you know, dancing around the bottom of her skirt. You know, I've got a few things in my pocket, man. I got the apron I made my mom in seventh grade is one I wear for every Thanksgiving when I cook turkey, man. It's still in great shape. I got an A on that one, too, by
the way. I love
the
way he talks about it like a G. Oh, right? Yeah. Like, that's the funny thing about it. He's like,
oh, yeah, man, that's one of those blah, blah, blah hems. No big deal on that one.
Bro, you got to see this apron, bro.
Yeah,
this apron I made?
Apron's banging.
Put an apron off the damn chain,
baby. Oh, it is. It really is. I'll send out some pictures for you.
So people, if they want to see you, it's either the Broward County Sports Hall of Fame induction tonight or, like, Joanne Crafts and Fabric.
Damn right. Joanne is a great place to go, man. You get material really cheap. You know what I mean? They've always got everything you need. Or if you need to just get a quick fix, you know, you can run over to Walmart.
That's unbelievable.
That made my day.
You know, it'd be great if we did a radio bit where you actually make a Gordon Gartrell and we both wear them.
I bet Juice.
I can do it. I can make it happen. I don't know if they got enough material for Channing's big ass.
But Juice, is yours going to look like Denise's? I don't want one that looks like Denise's.
Hey, it'll be balanced, though. It won't be as off-kilted as that one was. It'll look good on your channel.
Oh,
you.
My God. That is
I'm making
so
a gator color
funny.
For you.
Oh, my man. Just
that
watch
is
out
crazy. O.J. McDuffie, congratulations, man. He's getting inducted tonight into the Broward County Sports Hall of Fame along with Roberto Luongo, Guy Harvey, and Tamara James, Eddie Roger, and Jesse Visago. And I'm telling you, that is an unbelievable honor. And obviously, we've all been the beneficiary of your many years down with the Miami Dolphins. And so much success and luck tonight. Have a great induction ceremony. And, you know, if you wanted to give a little shout out to your favorite radio hosts here, we wouldn't be
Yeah, I might do that. I might do that. Channing, I got you. I got you, Channing. I got you.
Dude, watch out for me. Appreciate you, Jude.
See you, OJ. Have fun tonight, man.
Thanks, fellas. Bye.
There you go, O.J. McDuffie. Yeah. I am blown away by that.
It took my breath away.
Blown away by that. I mean, that's a dying art. You want to talk about a dial tone being something? Like, sewing is a dying art form. And then you take a millionaire receiver who's going into the Hall of Fame, and he's like, yeah, sit down at the sewing machine and
bro, what's up? See my thimble? Huh? My thimble, man. I'm missing a thimble.
Who's been effing with my thimble? That's a crazy. Blown away by that.
I never knew.
Blown away by that.
Juice is just so smooth.
Right?
Like, I just, you know.
That's wild, man. All right, let's quickly get headlines with Alejandro Solana. Quickly, headlines.
OJ McDuffie.
There's a lot of headlines today. Quickly.
Not going to have better headlines than that.
Nick O'Leary's been released, and Dolphins traded for Aqib Talib. I'm doing your headlines for you here. Xavier Howard's on IR. What else you got, Solana?
You tend to do that a lot.
Sorry.
Yeah. ESPN reported that Kyrie Irving's mood swings have become an unspoken concern by Nets officials. They cited an incident during their preseason trip in China. Joe Flacco is now expected to miss 5 to 6 weeks with a herniated disc in his neck. This comes after he called out the Broncos coaching staff, questioned their desire to put effort and go out and get victories.
It was a funny post-game press conference, to say the least. What else you got? Quickly here, Solana. Quickly.
Heat Hawks tonight, 7:30 p.m.
Let's go.
Jimmy Butler will play. By the way, Jimmy Butler named his daughter Riley because he oozes with culture.
He said it's not for Pat Riley.
He oozes,
but he named his daughter Riley.
Yeah.
You like those unisex names?
Riley. Well, Channing?
No, Shannon's a unisex
Shannon.
Name. Channing's not.
Right.
Channing's an OG, triple OG, ass-kicking name.
I mean, Carol Channing, though, is what everybody thinks of.
Diamonds are a girl's.
Diamonds are a girl's best friend. Didn't we give that to DBJ 1 year?
He did it.
And he did,
he did it very DBJ, though.
Diamonds are a girl's best friend. What else you got, Solana?
And finally, scientists have found that modern humans, or Homo sapiens, as we in the scientific community would say.
You're not in the scientific community.
I'm a meteorologist.
You're not a meteorologist. You're not. Like, you have to go to school for that.
I give 4 meteorology reports a day.
But that doesn't make you a meteorologist.
How does that? That qualifies me to be a meteorologist.
So if I tell you stories about the space shuttle, I'm an astronaut?
No,
no, you
got the same thing.
Yes, it is.
I get paid to give
go
weather
ahead.
Reports.
What's your story?
I get paid to give weather reports.
Just give me the weather.
You're
I don't even want to hear yours.
Craig Setzer.
You are disrespecting Craig Setzer and Julie Durda and Betty Davis and everyone else that's going to meteorology school. Give your weather, you faux meteorologist.
Weather is brought to you by Hialeah Park. It's not raining.
You went to school for that, did you?
Is it raining?
You have a sponsor.
Win a brand new $45,000 Mercedes-Benz at Hialeah Park Casino. Get free entries every Saturday and earn more entries playing slots every day now through November 30th. Grand prize Mercedes-Benz giveaway Saturday, November 30th. That's at Hialeah Park Casino.
All right, we went a little long there with OJ, but it was worth it because I didn't know that there was going to be a shocking twist at the end. I did not see that coming, man.
Seamster.
So he said seamster, but I didn't know that that was a word.
He might have made it up.
Right, to make it sound less feminine than seamstress.
Aggressive.
Hold
seamster.
On, let me see. Seamster. Yeah.
Give me that button. I'll put it back on.
Oh, no, seamster, a person whose occupation is making or altering garments, a sartor, tailor, fitter, someone who fits a garment to a particular person. So he is a seamster. Oh, look at that. What is the male equivalent of a seamstress? It's a seamster. Reminds me of the story once where we were doing a radio show and I was talking about Girl Scouts and you said, what is the male version of a Girl Scout? He couldn't figure out on his own. It's a Boy Scout. It was... The answer was sitting right there.
They're not as famous as the Girl Scouts. They don't have cookies.
What's the boy version of a Girl Scout?
Why don't the
Boy Scout?
Why don't the boys sell cookies? How do they generate money?
We went long there with OJ, but I'll give you a gift in the next segment. In the next segment, we'll give you a $50 gift certificate for Dave and Buster's in the Oakwood Plaza in Hollywood, but you've got to be listening. So we'll do that in the next segment. The next segment, one lucky winner is going to win $50 at Dave and Buster's in Hollywood.
Does having ED have you down? Well, things that Advantage Medical Partners are looking up, pun intended. They use the latest patented proven effective treatment for ED that really increases blood flow and helps generate new blood tissue naturally. Get results that last not overnight, not for a week, for a long time. Results that last at Advantage Medical Partners. This is not your typical ED clinic. There's no needles. There's no surgery. There's no nonsense. They just have action. It just works. Experience a better love life and experience at any age a better love life regardless of your medical conditions. solutions include the most popular GainsWave technology. You've heard about it. Well, they got it. Testosterone replacement and anti-aging therapies. Having ED is a curse. It is a choice and a curse, but you can choose not to have that in your life with Advantage Medical Partners. Why would you choose to have ED? Holidays are right around the corner, so choose a better love life and pick Advantage Medical Partners. Give them a call. No needles, no surgery, no nonsense, just action. Call in today. You'll get a doctor's consultation for free. If you mention this ad, you'll also get your first treatment for free with any purchase of a package. They have two convenient locations. Give them a call, guys. 888-55-FIX-IT. That's Fix ED. That's 888-55-FIX-ED. Or go to AdvantageMedicalPartners.com. No needles, no surgery, no nonsense. ED is a choice. Instead of choosing that, why don't you choose Advantage Medical Partners?
All right, someone's going to win $50 at Dave & Buster's in Hollywood in the next segment on Hochman & Crowder.
Doing in this rough city.
I'm just here trying
the,
to
the Hochman and Crowder radio extravaganza. We've had a just a loaded potato of 2.5 hours. Brian Flores addressed the media at 3 o'clock, and we carried it live. And we just spoke with O.J. McDuffie, who told us a shocking detail about his life. And there's just a lot going on. I got to get to Cheers, too. You got to remind me to give away that Dave & Buster's gift certificate in this segment. Last week and the week before, we did shows at Offer Dolls off the grill.
Yep.
And we had such a good time there. You want to talk about great stories? John Offer Doll told a great story about crapping his pants covering a screen pass. Imagine if he was... if he was on that all-out blitz last night, can only imagine what would have happened with John Offerdahl.
He would have stunk it up.
But the Gridiron Grill-Off is coming up, and it's such a great event.
It's the 10th annual Walgreens Gridiron Grill-Off Food, Wine, and Music Festival. It's at the Pompano Beach Amphitheater on Saturday, November 9th. Don't miss the Hard Rock Hotel and Casino's Gridiron Grill-Off concert at 7 p.m., and that is starring country music star Brett Young. It's powered by Greater Fort Lauderdale, CVB's Underground Music. Tickets start at just $49, but that Grand Grill-Off, that's what I'm a part of. I've been it. I've won it a couple times. It features 22 Miami Dolphin legends paired with 22 local high-end culinary restaurants. They are serving jaw-dropping creative cuisines and quirt. Uh-oh. I had thirst quenching. I said quirch.
Uh-oh.
Thirst quenching signature cocktail.
Where's
it's
our
a
uh-oh.
Great time.
I thought you had the uh-oh ready to go at all times.
Uh-oh. Yeah, you got to be 21 or older to attend the Gridiron Grill-Off, but it is a good time. Our participating athletes this year, myself, obviously, I've been in a number of years, Mark Duper, Mercury Morris, Jim Kick, Dwight Stevenson, O.J. McDuffie, who we talked to a second ago, Sean Wooden, and the restaurants, Beach House Pompano, Naked Taco, Grill 401, Oceans 234, 22 athletes, 22 restaurants. It's a great time. It's the 10th annual Walgreens Gridiron Grill-Off Music, Wine, and Food Festival, Saturday, November 9th at the Pompano Beach Amphitheater. For tickets or more information, click gridirongrilloff.com, and all event proceeds benefit the Offerdahl's Handoff Foundation.
And he told us all about that when we were with him the last couple of weeks. It really is a great event. So if you haven't gotten your Gridiron Grill-Off tickets yet, gridirongrilloff.com. Definitely.
I love it.
Definitely worth an afternoon out there. It is fun. There's a couple things going on. That's November 9th. On November 13th, all of us here at Entercom Miami are going to be broadcasting live from the American Airlines Arena as we participate in the second Heat Help Cure Radiothon. We're bringing together the power of the Miami Heat and the hope of the Miami Cancer Institute and you, all for one purpose, to build a world without cancer. So you tune in all day. It's going to be 6 a.m. till 7 p.m. You hear inspiring stories from cancer survivors and Miami Cancer Institute researchers and physicians, all live on air throughout the day. Heat players and coaches will join in too, and so we can come together as a community and join Heat Help Cure in the fight against cancer. It's up to us, all of us, because it's us versus cancer. If you want more information and want to get a much-needed donation in, you can go to heathelpcure.org right now, Heat Help Cure. You know, that reminds me, I haven't mentioned it yet, the next, what day is that? That's November 13th. And then the dribble drive is November 16th. Not to over cancer you here, but on November 17th, you know that I always MC the purple stride walk for pancreatic cancer, yep, which is how I lost my dad. I lost my dad 10 years ago to pancreatic cancer. And it is pancreatic cancer. Am I doing too much cancer this segment? Pancreatic. I'm getting all the cancer out of the way this segment. Pancreatic cancer. I can joke because I lost both parents to cancer. I have a pretty good feeling how I'm going. Pancreatic cancer, though, it is a brutal, brutal cancer. The stat is it takes 91% of its victims within 5 years. And I lived through it with my dad. So the Pancreatic Cancer Action Network is determined to improve patient outcomes today and double survival. But we need support in this urgent mission. So November 17th, which is a Sunday, the Pancreatic Cancer Action Network and hundreds of participants will be walking in Purple Stride, Broward and Palm Beach. It's at FAU this year. And, man, if you can go, I'll be emceeing it again, as I do every year. If you go to purplestride.org/Broward, you can register to walk or you can make a donation. And if you're registering to walk, you can put in the discount code MARC, M-A-R-C, and you'll get 25% off. You can walk or run or however you want to participate. But it's purplestride.org. And again, it's November 17th at FAU. And I will be out there. And pancreatic cancer needs funds for research because it is a brutal cancer. And I will tweet out at some point, Instagram out at some point, a link to my walking page so that if you want to make a donation, you can. All right. Anything you want to say about cancer, Channing?
It's nasty. It sucks, and I hate it.
Solana, any words on cancer?
No.
All right. Dan Day, nice stand. Nice stand on cancer, Solana. Dan Day, anything to say about cancer? Are you good? No, his microphone's not working.
Let's defeat it.
Let's defeat it. Appreciate that, Dan Day. That's kind of the words I think we all needed to hear.
I had the best one.
Right?
Yeah.
F cancer.
Pretty Can much. I get a second try there?
I hate it, and it stinks.
It stinks.
It stinks.
You're not happy with your output?
Not exactly.
Okay,
no.
Look, go ahead. You got a mulligan.
I just want to repeat what Dan Day said, though. Seriously, it's let's defeat it.
Let's defeat cancer. I know. I'm goofing.
Seriously, in front of somebody else's take. Get out of here.
The guy stole Saturday Night Live jokes. Now he's stealing Dan Day's take on cancer. Not that there's a take on cancer, but I
like that take on cancer.
We joke about everything on this show, but no, I've been touched by it with my dad and my mom. And so I do whatever I can, and I know the radio station is doing a lot with this Heat Help Cure, and I did want to mention this pancreatic cancer walk, which I will be mentioning leading up to it on November 17th, because it is very important to me.
Yeah, we got a bunch of cancer in my family as well.
We
have a whole cocktail, cancer, diabetes, a whole cocktail getting us.
It's a lot of things to cure in the Crowder household. let me lighten things up here with a little gift. $50 at Dave & Buster's in Hollywood, which is the home of a 43-foot television. Or is it 42-foot?
42-foot.
42-foot?
And the players look life-size.
It's crazy. I mean, you know, what's tonight? Is there a World Series game tonight?
Yeah, game 6.
Yeah, you can go there tonight and watch the World Series game, or if you watched the Monday Night Football last night, Thursday Night Football, like that is a great place to watch sports. So Dave & Buster's, the Oakwood Plaza in Hollywood. We have a $50 gift certificate. What caller number you want them to be, Solana?
Let's do caller number
9. Caller 9 at 786-360-0790. Caller number 9. That's what you were going to say, right?
I was going to say
9. Caller 9 at 786-360-0790. If you randomly end up on line number 9, you will get $50 at Dave and Buster's in the Oakwood Plaza in Hollywood. And then you know what we'll have to do? We'll have to try to clear the lines real quick after that and do a round of cheers, too. Yeah, so I don't know how we're going to navigate this. I didn't plan this very well. Well, caller number 9 is going to get $50 at Dave & Buster's in Hollywood. We still have a ton of stuff to get to this afternoon, so do not go anywhere. It's your turn.
I want to tell them about J&K Roofing.
I had a feeling.
People have their house. They have all their nice stuff in there. Their kids there. Their spouse stays in there. And they let their roof go bad. Why would you do that? Go to J&K Roofing. They have been fixing, replacing, and restoring roofs here in South Florida for 41 years. They know what they're doing, both residential and commercial. No job too big. No job too small. And J&K's been doing a long time, so they know that quality and service are the two things that are on the customer's mind, and that's what they do. High quality roofing materials, shingles, gravel, tile, everything is high quality, and the skilled workers, they have the best. Reliable, hardworking, safe, experienced, respectful, and professional workers. And for 41 years, they have pricing down. They're not going to spring a bunch of charges up on you. It's not going to be doubled at the end. They are going to guarantee the roof and build it right the first time. They will restore your roof. Some roofs aren't ready to be repaired. They just need to be restored. They will repair all damages and get rid of mold and moss that can cause damages in the future. Waterproofing, all this temperature change down here, all these hurricanes, you might get a crack here or there. They will waterproof your roof. Few years old roofs that don't need to be replaced again, they will waterproof them and get you right. But I love this. They do the residential. They love to do homes. But the commercial projects, they will come out and talk to the owner. They do not want to disrupt your business while installing or repairing or replacing your roof. They will find a way to work around it so you can keep your business open, keep your business rolling while they get your roof right. You got to get to the best roofing company in the world. That is J&K Roofing. Give Donnie or Julio a call at 954-961-ROOF. That's 954-961-7663 and J&K Roofing.
Somebody texts in, such an uplifting last few minutes. Sorry. I'll get better next segment. It'll get better.
It'll be fine.
Quick break. Come back with more Hockman and Crowder. Solana's killing it with the music today, no doubt. This hour brought to you by Toyota of Hollywood. Shop over 1,500 Toyotas indoors in one of America's largest showrooms at Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan. If you're just joining us, and I do want to get to cheers too, but I got other stuff to get to, and I don't know if we're going to have time this segment. But if you're just joining us, there's a lot going on in the world of sports. Today's the trade deadline for the NFL. I think the only team that made a trade was the Dolphins. They traded for Aqib Talib. So they get Aqib Talib and a fifth-round pick. Mm-hmm. And in exchange, it's a, what, pick to be determined later?
Yeah, still no word on what it's going to be.
So the notion would be that they essentially bought, because they'll pay the remaining whatever's left on Aqib Talib's salary this season. So they bought a fifth-round pick. They are continuing to stockpile picks. I don't think Aqib Talib will ever play a down for the Miami Dolphins because he's a free agent next season and he's injured right now. Let's see what Adam Beasley's writing on his Twitter account from the Miami Herald. And Xavien Howard, he is headed to injured reserve. We know that. And the Dolphins also released Nick O'Leary, who really had a bad play last night. He had a pass that was right in the numbers, bounced off his chest, and went for an interception. Let's see.
Yeah, there wasn't much. There was a little bit of movement. Kenyon Drake, the Dolphins were part of that. Leonard Williams went from the Jets to the Giants. Gennard Avery went from Cleveland to Philly, and then Aqib Talib, the Rams to the Dolphins. Yeah, no big time names. Mohamed Sanu happened earlier this week.
Right.
It was Atlanta to New England, but Jalen Ramsey, Jacksonville. Like, yeah, this today there was some trades, but today
there was one.
Yeah,
it was the Dolphins and Aqib Talib. That was it. I'm reading on Twitter because you can get like Adam Beasley, who covers the Dolphins for the Herald. He was on with us yesterday, but here's his reaction to the trade because he retweeted Adam Schefter. So a couple hours ago, Adam Schefter tweeted, trade. Rams are trading Aqib Talib and a fifth round pick to Miami for a future pick, per source. Adam Beasley retweets that and writes, didn't see that one coming. Then he writes, this has the feel of more pick buying, which is kind of what we were saying. Mm-hmm. Then he tweets later on, Dolphins might have 9 third day picks, depending on the comp for Juwan James. That's crazy.
That's great.
They'll have 3 first day picks.
Yes.
Might have 9 third day picks.
They're sneaking into the teens now, because before this all happened, they had 12 this year. Now they got to be a 14?
Adam Beasley writes, I don't expect the Dolphins to use all of those picks, their currency to trade up, trade out into 2021, and trade for veterans. Then somebody tweets at him, Dolphins will need some seasoned vets for their rebuild. Maybe they actually restructure or extend Tlaib next season. Adam Beasley writes, I'd have to see his contract, but there should be nothing that prevents them from bringing him to camp next year at the very least.
Yeah,
I just don't think he'd want to go to camp here. I think he'd be in demand from somebody that's actually competing.
It would be on him, but
right.
Like I said, 33. Richard Sherman's playing at a high level. He's 31. I think he'll be 32 soon. Like, he's older, but he's still got some gears in him if he can get healthy.
Then a 20-year NFL scout and contract advisor tweets out, and Adam Beasley retweeted it, Aqib Tlaib knows the staff in Miami from his time in New England. Wouldn't surprise me if he ends up on that coaching staff for 2020. Natural leader who has respect in the locker room.
As a coach?
They traded for a coach.
No, man. Aqib Tlaib fights during games. He snatches off
Joey Porter,
chains.
Man. Joey Porter.
And see what happened with Porter. They had to get rid of him because he tried to fight the entire Bengals roster.
He was still fighting.
I don't know. Yeah. I've never played with Aqib. I don't know him, but doesn't strike me as the take you under the wing guy.
I mean, he's 33 years old. He's not going to play for another 5 years. Like, no. At some point, I don't know. All of a sudden, I'm John Renshaw. I don't know. So that's what's going on there. Someone is texting in. I don't know if that's correct. It's a 2021 seventh round conditional pick. So I don't know. I don't know if that's true or not. So, all right. Well, there you go. That's kind of everything that's going on, right? There was nothing else Dolphins wise or NFL. I think the biggest news is that Xavien Howard goes on the IR, right? That's probably the biggest news out of all of that. And then Nick O'Leary gets released. Nick O'Leary really has been one of their go-to tight ends, right? More than Durham Smythe.
Oh, Durham Smythe doesn't touch the ball now.
Mike Gesicki, I mean.
He just started coming out last two games.
But, we've noticed, he still doesn't have a touchdown in his NFL career.
Yeah.
That's not good for a second-round draft pick that was supposed to be a red zone target.
Yeah, he goes down easy.
He goes down easy.
That's funny.
The book on Mike Gesicki. He goes down easy.
He really does. When's the last time you saw Gesicki break a tackle?
Like fight for yards.
That's not him. He's gonna catch the ball and fall.
So, all right, Nick O'Leary. Oh, there is. So there goes. I see Tom Pelissero. Tom Pelissero from NFL Network. He tweeted out compensation update. The Rams traded Aqib Tlaib and a fifth round pick in 2020 to the Dolphins for a seventh round pick in 2022. So they shopped for a fifth-round pick. They have to take care of Aqib Tlaib's salary for the remainder of the season, and they'll get a fifth-rounder next year, which is where they're stockpiling picks. So
they bought a fifth-rounder for $2 million.
Right, and a seventh-round pick in 2020.
Yeah.
2020.
You know what? They're sticking to their guns.
Oh, they are stockpiling draft picks.
Because when they did sign Aqib Tlaib, I looked into it, found out he's injured. He's on IR right now. He has a rib problem. Yeah. So then I'm like, oh, they're getting veteran players to start? And then you look into it, no, they're still getting picks.
They're just getting picks,
they're
man.
Sticking to their guns of the rebuild.
However many picks they can acquire for this, next year's draft in Las Vegas, they are going to take all the picks, Papa. Take all the picks,
and
Papa.
And they're still competing in games. They gave us some excitement for two quarters last night, but their plan, their big picture plan's working, and Brian Flores is looking okay coaching. It's a perfect situation.
I'll tell you, last night, they don't lose that game if they don't give up 27 unanswered points.
They played hard.
For 10 minutes.
God, about that. You don't like
that
narrative.
Well, there's this narrative today that they played so hard. I was watching Nate Burleson say it, and you were saying it, and whatever. Like, I mean, do you really come out of a game where you give up 27 unanswered points and go, well, they played hard?
You're expecting guys to say, to hell with this.
then don't you kind of say that if you give up 27 unanswered points? Aren't you kind of saying the hell with this?
Oh, they were getting outplayed.
I mean, how many points do you have to give up unanswered before what? You go, you know what, they didn't even play that hard at the end?
What in horse racing? What about a horse that comes out the gate like a bat out of hell, but just gets run down later in the, like, you know, he can't just say he's sorry.
Ran hard.
Yeah, he ran hard.
He ran hard.
Come out the gate, half a furlong, he's winning. I don't know what any of this means.
No, furlong, you got it.
He's winning, and then they catch up to him. At least he came out the gate strong.
But you wouldn't, let's say a horse is in the race for the first, you know, quarter mile.
Yes.
And loses by 27 lengths, right? I don't think you're going to point at that horse and go, he ran hard.
Early.
Early.
I ran hard early.
5 o'clock Funky Buddha happy hour is coming your way next. You know, you turn on the news. Should we do Cheers 2 in the first segment, or does it get too busy up here? I don't know. What should we do, Solana?
I mean, we have headlines to do, but I think we can squeeze in Cheers 2.
All right, we'll squeeze in Cheers 2. So you have a chance to win a $50 gift certificate for Funky Buddha Brewery, the tap room. You have to line it up right now at 786-360-0790. 786-360-0790, and we'll go to the phone lines, and you'll give us who you want to give cheers to. Maybe you're giving cheers to Brian Flores for berating the official on the sideline. Maybe you're giving cheers to the Dolphins for releasing Nick O'Leary. Whatever you want to give cheers to. Maybe you're giving cheers to the Bengals for being all in on the tank because they're sitting Andy Dalton from now on. Who knows? But line it up, 786-360-0790, and we'll try to squeeze in a quick round of cheers too, and your chance to win a $50 gift certificate for Funky Buddha Brewery, the tap room in Oakland Park. Now, you turn on the news. In South Florida, weather is always a big deal. Happens to be nice out right now. It's nice for us because we've got a meteorologist right in the studio with us, and so anytime we have weather questions, Solana's right there. But, you know, you hear about the weather all the time. You start thinking about your house and specifically your roof, and when you think about your roof, the first thing that should pop into your head is my friends at All American Roof. If you've noticed a roof leak, you really want to get that taken care of. But maybe you kind of know that your roof is getting old and that it's gone through some wear and tear with the last few hurricane seasons. You cannot take a chance on your roof. All American Roofing is the way to go. They've been in service for almost 30 years. They've got a team of licensed and insured roofing contractors, and they're always available to provide the best in customer service. They've got emergency services available 7 days a week. They're always there to help. Doesn't matter if you need a brand new roof or just a repair. Their estimates are always free. And they use Y-Green financing if you need home improvement financing. Y-Green makes it easy and affordable to finance the home improvements you want, providing increased security, savings, and comfort for you and your family. Your home is a place of comfort, togetherness, quite likely your most precious investment. So Y-Green takes a more personal and inclusive approach to home improvements financing for energy efficiency upgrades and climate resiliency. Call All American Roofing today, 954-772-ROOF. That's 954-772-ROOF. Or check them out online at allamericanroof.com. Quick round of Cheers 2 is next on Hockman and Crowder.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.